opinions on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I'm never going to live that down.
Step on the gas, mate.
Come on. Pedal to the metal.
Good evening.
Good evening, Northern California.
Yes.
Shasta Live by the Shasta County Chamber.
Yes.
And it is, what is it?
Monday, the 16th.
There you go.
Yep. And it is a nice, what, almost 90 degrees outside, I think.
It cooled down a little bit. It was a little too normal last week.
Boy, I'll tell you though, the mornings have been delightful. You get up, it's nice. I'm like, wow. And then I keep thinking, oh, that's right, we're still in June. Wait till July.
Yeah, we're still in June.
Give us morning walks.
Yeah,
the morning walks are nice.
Yeah.
So Nigel, real quick, James, yes, Jason, James,
Jason,
yeah,
the Buzz,
yeah. The Buzz,
yeah.
But I want to make sure people know we're listening to KC. They're listening to KCR 96.5 FM 1460 AM, and you can listen to us from anywhere on the planet at KCNR1460.com.
Yes, they can.
Yes, they can.
I got a letter from somebody in Croatia last week. Wow. They love our show.
Telling you that you've won $500,000.
No, that my great
Nigerian
uncle died
prince.
And left me. Hey, Mikey, did we get new headphones in here?
Negative.
No?
No.
These feel really good tonight. They feel snug, and I feel like a...
You guys maybe that's tonight. Just that
I feel like a
swollen snug. Head.
Yeah.
You guys are sounding great tonight.
I was going to say, I feel like a fighter pilot with these things on.
Crisp evening.
They're hiring.
Alpha, beta, you got a copy.
You have to get to the Middle East real quick.
Goose, you're losing it.
Hey, so we are the Shasta County Chamber.
We are.
Part of us.
Slightly dysfunctional today.
Just a little bit.
Hey, as normal. We're having a
too
good
much
old time.
A good time.
Good old time.
Yeah, too much time. But one of the reasons for starting the radio show is to invite members to come on.
Members,
and have
yes.
a good time. And we have somebody here in the studio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess that's me.
I guess that's you.
My name's Jonathan Thompson. I'm a manager for Mattress Firm here in Reading. I've been here for about 6-7 years now. So
from?
I moved up here originally from the Bay Area about in 2005, and then I married up here and got to live the Northern California life. And raise 5 children. So
yikes!
Mm-hmm. Oh. You've been busy
in that short a period of time.
Yeah, I got cable about 5 years ago. My youngest is 6. So
yeah. Right on.
Wow. Yeah, so we enjoy it.
Boys,
up here.
Girls, how are they?
I got 3 boys. My oldest is 16. 3 uh-huh. boys, 2 girls. My youngest 2 are girls. It's just it's their world. We're just guests in it.
Yes. This
that's
is
a
true.
Lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Living up here has just been a pleasure. You know, a mountain bike and a boat and the beautiful scenery, and this really is the one of the most beautiful places in the world. So
you're like an advertisement,
right?
Walking billboard.
You left Northern California to come to Northern California.
For Northern California. I grew up my whole life thinking I lived in Northern California. I was so confused, you know. Like, what do you mean this is Northern? No, this is Northern California.
Mm-hmm. So right.
We call it the North Bay now. Yeah, that's where we grew up.
do you miss it?
Probably things.
No, I don't. You know, especially now with how much has changed in, I think, a more or less positive way with, like, the park, restaurants, days on the green, festivals, concerts. This is really becoming a destination place for these, you know, performances, activities. Health and wellness is a huge push. I lived in Marin County for a short period of time, one of the most health-focused places in the entire world, allegedly, at one time. And we're seeing that here. We're seeing it grow. We're seeing it take off. We're seeing businesses thrive. And it's just been a real blessing. So I'm glad to be a part of it. Locally ran business now. You know, I've been up, Mattress Firm's been up here for about 20 years. And originally was Sleep Train and just really done.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So how did you get roped into that?
Actually, I thought it was going to be a part-time job in between jobs. You know, I did corporate management for about 15 years. And then, well, here's a sales job, sell mattresses. Who's buying mattresses? I don't know, you know. And the reward out of it and helping people sleep better it just really resonated for me. You know, being in corporate management with big retailers was a lot of fun, and what with the outreach programs that we ran, feeding homeless, clothing children, but now we get to do that and help everybody sleep better. So it's a real blessing. I'm very, very, very happy with what I do and really proud of what I do as well. So, and that's every person. So everybody has to sleep.
Was it one of those things where you didn't know anything about mattresses when you?
I knew that I slept on.
You knew that you had one.
Yes, I knew that I had an expensive one. I spent $7,500 on mine a long time ago, 14, 15 years ago. So,
wow.
And it's about all I knew. And then with Sleep Train, we had this educational class, and now with Mattress Firm has integrated that. Our sleep experts go through hundreds of hours of training, on-the-job training, before they ever get to talk to a guest. So they have an understanding of how sleep works, the health benefits, the health and wellness, and that nobody sleeps the best way possible. So now we have a lot of technology coming in to help that out.
So in your understanding, you know, when I grew up, the thing was my grandmother always told me, I mean, from a little kid, you have to sleep on your back.
Right.
That's the only place you can sleep because it helps you so you don't get, like, scoliosis or, I mean, all these things, right?
It's also great for wrinkles.
So when I was young, like, I was like, that
come from, you know, could come from pressure points, stuff like that. But to be, you know, completely transparent, a lot of sleep and a lot of the way that you sleep is mostly psychological.
Really?
And your largest sleep interrupters?
See, I told you.
Right?
You got some issues, mate.
Oh, yeah, no, I do.
So, but we do get paid by the hour if you want to talk about it. We are here for you. On every
the
level.
Other thing that I do that's sleep really therapy. Weird, that my wife sleep thinks therapy. Is very strange, is I always want to have my hands curled into my chest.
Yeah.
Like, I'm always trying to get my hands either under my face or curled up into my chest.
Almost like a little baby.
So I actually just read something not too long ago in a sleep study done that like 25% of people have to touch their face in order to be able to fall asleep. Mm. I don't know if it's like the swaddling, if that's the whatever that
my,
is.
My hand is always under my face.
Yeah.
At least if I'm on my side.
Right.
And on my stomach. But if I'm on my back, my arms, I put them literally on my chest and I curl them in.
You look like a corpse?
Yes.
Like
you look like
you're on
my
display.
My wife says that. She says,
he's okay. Practicing. He's
you practicing. Look dead. Yeah. And I'm like, well.
Have you ever been hit in the face while sleeping? A little elbow? Right.
Oh, yeah. From my wife?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, somebody else. Whoever.
Yeah. I mean, who else is in the bed?
While you're sleeping?
I know.
We have a mystery guest.
Well, as the plot it could be, but it would be one of my boys or my dog. So, because one of my sons runs in the bedroom all the time, is looking for electrical, you know, plugs and things for his computers and things, and it's like, I swear he's going to kill us. He's going to just run right over the top of us looking for a plug.
Right.
So is there a quote-unquote ultimate way to sleep?
We are designed and built to sleep on our backs, and that's why the focus on the adjustable bases have been so huge over the last couple of years. Being able to lift your head and lift your feet just a little bit allows your body to be able to relax in a more natural position for those little small curves in your body. So that's helped out a lot. Every single sleep study place that you're going to walk into from coast to coast that I've ever seen, I'm sure there's some exceptions, don't quote me on it, but they're all on, every testing bed is on an adjustable base. And the reason why is it can help the person sleep better. If they are stuck with a CPAP or BPAP machine, it's going to lower the pressure that you're running at. That elevation makes a world of difference. Mm. So to say that there's one perfect sleeping position, I would have to tell you that on your back is the healthiest. We're supposed to. But a lot of that comes down to the individual, the health concerns, the pressure points, the support, all those things.
Yeah.
So not one bed for everybody, not one sleeping position for everybody. So find your spot and then grow with it.
There you go. Tell you what, this is going by quick. Take our first break and we'll be right back.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
A proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Yeah.
Was that just live?
Yeah.
You just said that?
Yeah.
Oh, look at you, improv, right on the back end of that commercial.
Wow.
There you go. Welcome back, Shasta Live.
Yeah.
We're talking about sleepy stuff.
Sleepy time.
Yeah. It's sleepy time.
Jonathan from Mattress Firm is here with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate you guys making the
time. Now we're going to get into the dirty stuff.
Oh, okay.
We're going to talk bed bugs.
Bed bugs is the real pandemic for sure.
It's very. I've been reading lately where was it? I think it was in France. They had like a crisis outbreak in France, the country of France. Yeah. And I was like, I mean, it's a real deal.
Is it true that you can't get rid of them?
Yes and no. It's very, very hard, and people don't usually continue to do the work to get rid of them. So is what happens with that, traditionally.
Mm-hmm.
If I have to sort of talk on the nasty ones, piece of advice that was given to me when I was just 21 years old, I was stuck in Minneapolis Airport at the American Express office, and a frequent flyer told me, he said that when you get home, take your luggage and keep it in your car for 24 hours. The oxygen deprivation and the heat will kill whatever happens to make it in your luggage.
Mm.
Best piece of advice I can give anybody, if you do travel a lot.
Put it in the oven.
Put
your luggage in the oven.
Yep. Your guests that come see you, have them leave their luggage, their carry-on, their check luggage, leave it in their car for at least a couple hours, let the things that might have gotten mixed in, right? Let them die off.
Wow. And so, why are they saying that this has become a thing? They just have become resistant? Or
it's hard to get everything. So,
yeah.
You know, like when they go, Chico has it in their closets. You know, it could cost up to $15,000 for an exterminator to eliminate bed bugs.
At a hotel or something?
At a hotel, at the condos, at the apartment mm-hmm. complexes. And because they have to quarantine the area using heat, oxygen deprivation.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very, very real thing. And they're just so
radiation.
Hard to get rid of, right? Yeah. If there was a nuke for bed bugs, you know. But oxygen deprivation is your best friend, and heat.
Yeah. Okay.
They actually live in the box springs and in the seams of the mattresses.
Mm.
So that's where they actually live. Mm. So they come out at night when your body heat gets in the bed. They bite you all up.
So I'm wondering if my Tempur-Pedic, my sleep number, if I crank it up to 10, the heater, if it'll kill them.
Well, you'll actually see them if you do get some type of infestation in the corners. You'll see them start to kind of scatter and move.
God, I think I'd lose my mind.
Yeah. And then it's really
I'd pass
rough.
Out.
Yeah. And when they...
Yvonne, catch me.
Right. But when they do come out and check for bed bugs, they actually leave like sticky pads around the mattress and around the bed. So that way at night when they're moving around, they can see and catch
it. It's like a devil circle.
Yeah.
They can't cross into the bed part.
Exactly. Yeah. That's a real thing. And bed bugs, it is a true pandemic. If you sign any leases, in my experience from Chico to Reading, there is a bed bug clause in there.
Does covering your mattress in some type of a plastic, like, you know, sheath thing, does that help at all?
Because they do make very comfortable bed bug machines now. Excuse me, bed bug protectors that are going to wrap your investment.
Mm.
But the biggest one, not just the mattress, if you have box springs,
yeah.
throw a protector on the box springs as well.
Okay. Hmm.
And then that way you're protected. And actually, I've heard of if you buy those with your purchase of a mattress, mm-hmm. they'll actually, like, if the landlord comes to you and says, hey, we think you gave us bed bugs, you can now give them a receipt that uh-huh. says, no, my mattress came right from a place.
Factory.
Yep. Right from the factory, and it was wrapped as soon as we opened it up.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you're
smart.
Covered.
Yeah. Amazing the crap that we have to do these days.
Yeah.
I remember as a kid, the door-to-door salesmen that would come by the house when they were
selling mattresses?
No, they were selling
bed bugs.
No,
bed
yeah. bugs. Yeah, little jars of bed bugs. You could sprinkle them in your neighbor.
They were called different things.
They were weren't they called like
parakeets?
Water. What do they call those water things? Those little shrimp things that you get. Those,
oh, seahorse.
Sea. Yeah, but yes, whatever. It was. Yeah.
Sea
creatures.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah.
No, but he was there. They were vacuum salesmen.
Oh.
And they would I swear Perfect. To God, you would want to buy one right then and there. They would take their vacuum and then they go, can we go to your bedroom where you sleep? And then they take the sheets back and then they put this cloth in the hose.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like,
right.
So, right. So you can see, and they would vacuum your, mattress mm-hmm. and then they'd pull the cloth out and you just literally want to gag.
Yeah. Yeah.
All the skin cells and all, ugh. And I was like, we'll take 10.
Right. One for every day of the week.
I mean, yeah. And you think about mattresses, and it's like, they just are so gross.
So one thing, think about this. So have you ever picked up a mattress recently? A lot of them aren't super heavy. There's some exceptions, right? Your Tempur-Pedics, your Beautyrest, mm-hmm. stuff like that. But a lot of beds, like guest room applications or old queen beds, when they were brand new, they weren't that heavy. Okay? One person could easily move them.
That's
when
your
you have
body,
a,
dead body skin cells in there for
years.
That is
the years of skin cells.
Lord
the
Jesus.
Average person sweats a half gallon a month.
Oh
if you
God.
Have two sleepers, right? Think
wow.
about that.
Do you take trade-ins?
A half a gallon. Is that a true fact?
Yes.
A half a gallon of
yep.
moisture
One
leaving your
sleeper.
Body?
Mm-hmm. The average sleeper. Yeah.
So yes, and then those nights that you wake up and you're sweaty, wet, you can imagine mm-hmm. how much more that was.
Or, yeah, or
my
other things, you know.
My beds, all, everything is covered in one layer of plastic, and then we actually have one of those other things that have fabric on one side and, like, latex on the other.
Yeah, it uses Gore-Tex. Now, the new ones use Gore-Tex.
Or whatever it is.
Very
I'm like, mm-hmm. you cannot put enough on my mattress. Like, you will, Mike, I'm a freak at home. I'm like, if I change my sheets and I'm putting the things in laundry to be cleaned, I look at my kids and I'm like, if any of you even so much as touch my mattress, I'll kill you.
Yeah.
I am a complete freak.
I have a touch on my mattress.
I have a great story about that. I was doing my laundry when and I had a toddler at the time, and my nightstand, I put my cup of coffee, and I had my protector off the mattress for...
Mm.
Yep, and now I have a beautiful coffee stain on the side of my Tempur-Pedic. So.
Camouflage, mate.
Yeah. Oh, so that's your mattress you sleep on personally.
Yeah,
Tempur-Pedic.
Yeah,
okay. I loved our Tempur-Pedic.
Yeah. Because I was going to ask you what was your mattress you sleep on.
So I've
been Linda and Carl that they mm-hmm. own the station. You sold them one because I still hear them. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys are advertisers on the show, but they still talk about their mattresses when I do morning shows with them.
Yeah, I believe they're on a Tempur-Pedic or a Beautyrest Black. I can't remember
Tempur-Pedic.
Then,
I'm pretty sure.
And then there are a couple other helpers here that work for them as well.
So
and
you guys stopped selling waterbeds too long time.
Waterbeds are still a thing, believe
it or
not. Yes. But I heard the last location where you can get parts or pieces for it just closed down in Sacramento. So I don't know where, I don't know how, online platforms probably only, but.
Remember when that was a big hit?
Sure.
Waterbeds were coming in. It's like,
my friends had waterbeds.
Yeah.
My parents wouldn't give me a waterbed, but I had a waterbed frame, and then in it, it was an air bed. So it was like an air mattress.
Yeah, and I remember as a child draining the waterbed out the window.
Out the window.
Yeah.
And then if you took advantage, you'd throw some plastic out and turn into a water slide.
Water slide, exactly. Yep.
Okay, so mattress firm. So I think one of the reasons you joined the chamber, I remember I dealt with mattress firm.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know where to go, and then I walked into you guys' store, mm-hmm. and it was night and day. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, this is how you do it.
And I think that's why I stuck with my career path with Mattress Firm was it wasn't a sales job, right? We're not here to sell you something. We're here to help you. We're here to improve your quality of life,
mm-hmm.
right? Our mission, you know, as a company is helping people sleep well so they can live well.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that in my community every single day. You know, I go to the holiday market and here's this big 6'5" guy walking up to a family. How are you guys sleeping? You know,
I was because gonna say, you poor thing, you look like a zombie.
Right. So being able to offer people a peace of mind in an overwhelming market is super, super rewarding. Mm-hmm. You know, we all have options. We all have opinions. We all have, you know, best practices, but.
And have you seen a change in like your business? I mean, I'm sure you guys have, you know, your own models and stuff to, because you rep all kinds of different ones, but with the onset of social media and all the bombardment that we're getting for these things that you order wrapped up in a box, right? I mean, has it cut into your business or do you guys, have you guys made that up in your own digital realm, so to speak?
So I'm very comfortable saying the data is in from like 2012, 13, 14, where beds in a box were really, they were flying out of UPS and FedEx trucks.
Yeah.
People are now walking in and saying, that was a mistake, right? I need to lay on something. And that's what our founders in 1985 did, is that they got the idea, why don't we put these beds on a floor so people can lay on them?
Yeah.
Nobody was doing that.
Yeah.
You know, that's not that new of a concept.
Yeah.
So being able to have options and lay on stuff and, you know, feeling is believing.
Yeah.
And we just guide you along that journey.
And, so, I'm assuming none of them in the store have bed bugs.
No.
No. No. So almost 10 years in the business, and I've seen zero cases of bed bugs out of any DC, coast to coast, or border to border. So we've investigated a couple instances where something has been alleged and come up. You know, I'm very transparent, very clear on how we run our business.
We show it. Get out. Run for your life.
Yeah.
So what's the best-selling mattress right now?
If I had the data says Tempur-Pedic is the number one most recommended mattress in America. Mm-hmm. So they run out of the whole industry. Sleep Number does about $1 billion a year annually. Tempur-Pedic is about a $5 billion part of the business.
Wow.
And then
I have a Sleep Number now. That was we bought that a couple of years ago, and I really like the bed for the most part. But I loved my Tempur-Pedic.
Mm-hmm.
But it took me a little bit to get used to because it's a totally different mattress than you've ever had before.
So it is new technology, right? Tempur-Pedic kicked off just in the 80s. It was retailed out for people, and you know, they had trials and tribulations and you know, errors along the way. And
but I can say my Tempur-Pedic, it did encourage me to sleep on my back more.
Right.
It allowed it.
Spread the body weight across the back.
Uh-huh,
really well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So where can people find you? You now have two locations?
We do. We got the opportunity to expand this year a couple months ago. We have two locations. The main location is going to be at the corner of Churn Creek and Dana, where we have a little bit larger of a showroom. Been there since the Blockbuster went out of business. Just
I was
going
to say, everybody knows the old Blockbuster.
Right. Yep. So, and then we just opened a new location in the Costco Shopping Center. So that's been a lot of fun.
That's right. You did.
Yep. A lot of traffic going through there. I did promise the other tenants in there that I would give a public service announcement if I got the opportunity, and I'm sorry to tell you this ahead of time, but if you are going to go into Costco coming off of the freeway, if you go to the roundabout and turn right, it's actually faster, and it doesn't plug up that three-way stop sign.
Okay?
That's a little public service announcement.
Public service. I think that's very smart, because you know what? We all go to Costco on the freeway. The last two times I've done that, I've actually been stopped on the freeway.
Right.
It's so backed up.
Trying to make that right-hand turn in where the McDonald's and the Chipotle is, it's a little bit more challenging, and it backs stuff up a little bit faster.
And I'm all for whatever they're going to do, but I keep thinking, too, that, you know, okay, they're going to put a casino and an event center here, too.
Right. All kinds of things.
I know. I'm like, across the street, how are we going to do that?
The new Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah. We'll get to that.
Let's shut it down right now.
Let's take our bottom of the hour break. Guest number two just showed up. This should be
Let's
fun.
Load her in the shotgun.
Yeah,
come on.
Load her up.
And we'll be right back.
All right.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Five. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
You know, in the year and such that we've been doing this, I don't think anybody's actually guessed that.
What's that? The music?
Our intro music?
Yeah. The intro.
No, there you go. Anyway, welcome, Shasta Live.
Yeah, we're live.
Shasta I was waiting for you to just name it.
I thought it was like Sticks or something. It went through my head, but I don't know.
It's the right era, kind of. Yeah. That was Grand Funk Railroad.
Oh, I knew it.
Yeah.
She's like,
that was a great CD.
I don't know. No. I mean, I know the band, but I would never know what that was. Mm-hmm. Like she tells me every week.
Right.
I have to remind you.
I know.
So welcome back. We just got done talking with Jonathan.
And he's still here. So he's going to be with us for the duration, I hope.
Yes, yeah.
Because then you can just jump on in. We'll just make this one big party.
I have opinions.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
That's good.
joining us, Laura, say hello.
Hi, good evening.
How's it going?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you for having me here.
All of Northern California.
Yes.
You know.
Another member?
Another member of the Shasta County Chamber.
Jonathan, we thank you for being a member. Thank you for being a member.
Yes, yeah, and I've seen you at quite a few of the roundups.
We appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Are you enjoying?
I am enjoying it and glad we joined.
Have you met some interesting people?
Yes. We meet someone every month when we have our networking. Yeah. That's great.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. So how did you get into... Are you from here?
No. We moved here in 2004, and joined, what was then Heidemann Cleaning and Restoration, and then we became ServPro. It was a family business. So that's what brought us up here.
You're fairly newbies.
Yeah.
I mean, 2004
So you moved from where?
Just a blink of an eye ago.
Yeah, it really was. From the Bay Area. Hayward. Yeah.
Bay Area Transplant.
Yeah. I was born in San Mateo.
That's where my husband lived. Yeah.
We were saying it's the other Northern California.
That's right. Because we all said we were in Northern California until I moved here.
Yeah, when you say Northern California, people say Sacramento, that's it. They don't know anything past that.
So. Yeah. So you've been with Surf Pro for how long?
23 years, coming up in October.
And for those who don't know, what does Surf Pro do?
We are a disaster response company, so we help businesses and residential customers with water damage, fire, mold.
I have a question for you. I have leased a new space just down the block, and it used to be a real estate office, and we've kind of gutted it out, and we're changing it into our chocolate company and wine bar.
Oh, boy.
But we're right next to a wood fire oven pizza place.
Yes.
And we have, and I think it's been, well, they've been there for a long time, but I'm sure it's years that the outside air conditioners have been pulling in smoke and smell from the wood fire coming out of their roof vent.
Yes.
Now, what I was told is that industrial air conditioners by law have to come with 25% air from outside. They pull it in so that there's fresh air coming in. And we had our heating and air guy go up there, and he sealed those off because we are getting, I mean, the whole space smells like a wood fire pizza oven. Is that something that you can, do you guys have like things that you spray or something that, is it like an odor neutralizer?
Yes, we do have odor counteractants, but you probably wouldn't want that all the time.
No.
Uh-huh. But there is a, I can't remember what it's called, but mm-hmm. there's a technology that can be added to the
cleaning
AC
unit.
System.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and it's
or
like,
EC, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, it cleans the air like our air scrubbers do.
Oh.
I forget what it's called. You know,
it's like
someone
ozone?
Oh, it's kind of like that, but it's uh-huh. not ozone because yeah. it's safe to breathe
yeah.
in, you know. But it cleans the air in it. It can be installed.
I might have you guys come out and just give me an idea and maybe talk to the owner of the building too, because from time to time it just is like all of a sudden one day it's like it just the whole place feels like it's filling up with smoke, and then the next week there's nothing, but it has done it enough obviously over the years that the space has picked up a mm-hmm. pizza oven odor.
Okay, so wine,
Hawaiian
pizza? Wine, pizza, and chocolate.
Chocolate. I mean, come on.
You're always hungry.
I mean, it's not an off-putting smell by any means. It's a wood fire pizza, right?
Yeah, of all things.
But I don't want you coming in to have gourmet chocolate and wine and feel like you're around a campfire.
No, that's not the perfect mix. But yeah, actually, your heating and air company is those are the companies that install these.
Okay.
And I just can't think of what it's
no,
called.
No, that's fine. But we can connect later.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Is that something that the heating and air would have to do get for themselves, or something that you guys would provide and then they would do an install?
Actually, the heating and air companies, it's something that they add to an existing system. For instance, like the USDA buildings and mm-hmm. and hospitals, they would rent our air scrubbers in the past during mm-hmm. wildfire season.
Yes. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And that is becoming something, a thing of the past, because they are getting these systems put into place. And mm. like at the hospitals, they can create negative air.
Mm-hmm.
Or just purified air with sure. the system. So all we got to do is one of the local HVAC companies will know what it's called.
Okay.
And they
well,
even do it for residential, too.
Yeah.
So over the last couple of years,
people get back to sure. Business as usual. Or
well, God bless
so
you guys.
So yeah. to what extent damage can you actually mitigate? I mean, do you ever pull up to a property and go,
So yeah. I have a question about that, because
yeah,
my building is probably 30 years old, and we have HVAC guys come out and do the filters and do the scrubbing or some cleaning, but even if there's a fire or not, we still get ash pushing out the vents.
Oh,
so
wow.
that's
that
got to be
and
in.
That is that thing again that I understand is that in state of California commercial air conditioners have to have an opening vent on the air conditioner that mm-hmm. requires, they say, I'm sure it's in some higher or lower, but 25% fresh air being pulled in at all times.
Right.
So it's probably open and it's pulling in smoke and ash. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what it does.
Right.
And you have to manually go up and close it if you don't want that air to come in. But, you know, you don't if there's a fire.
Right. Yeah.
But, you know, I guess on a clear, lovely day, it's some fresh air that's being, you know, pulled in and cooled
right.
is nice. But, yeah, no, I mean, it's literally pulling ash from outside and it's going into the vents.
My question, again, is it actually, like, in the ducts? Is that what we're seeing now? Like, because we haven't had a really bad fire in a little while when they've done our filters and clean
stuff.
So you're
still getting it?
We're still getting it.
It's probably, yes, it's just in there.
It's just the residuals
yeah.
going through.
And at some yeah. point, some of it breaks yeah. off or, yeah, I would
yeah,
imagine.
Yeah, it must be.
But you've had like companies come in and
every
clear
two.
The
yeah
oh well,
everything the filters get changed out on all the units twice three times a year, and then they do it, they have to go in and clean the registers where it blows out because there's still like
lines are they metal or are they
they're that flex stuff. They're the flex
so
lines.
So just yeah. so you know, too, sometimes because there is, you know, during winter when you're running heat and then it's because it's up high, mm-hmm. it's hot, that material on the inside, the plastic lining, will start to break down. And
oh.
it looks like ash.
Okay.
So mm-hmm. it could be starting to break down. And they
detective
Masala. Yeah.
yeah.
So I know a lot about air conditioning.
Detective.
If you need a job, yeah. I'm sure Laura can
I need a lot. I know a lot about air conditioning because I require it or I will kill. Mm-hmm. I am like such a wuss when it comes to heat.
So tell us about some of your more interesting experiences.
Well, I mean, I think it's interesting. It's upsetting. I just like to share that when someone has a water damage or a fire, imagine if you've ever had reconstruction in your home, like a remodel, or someone you know how stressful it is. Well, the thing about what we're doing is we're meeting people during the worst time because it's a remodel that they didn't have planned. It is so upsetting. Mm. And plus, their home, if it's a residential situation, it's the biggest purchase they're ever going to make in their life.
And they probably lost personal property that was very,
you know,
something that might not be able to be replaced or, you know, repaired or...
Exactly. And there's so much sentimental value, not just, you know, currency. So it's highly emotional.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, we're seeing them at the worst of times. And then once we get there and... go over everything, it's the that's the beginning of rolling back, you know, getting them back to normal.
Yeah.
And then they feel a sense of relief, you know, like, okay, they're here, like we're the cavalry sometimes, mm-hmm. especially when water's rushing out their door or had just been rushing out their door. It's this weird feeling. Yeah.
So
is it one of those things where you guys are always busy or is it dependent on disasters and stuff?
There tends to be time, there's times when we're not busy, and it's usually industry-wide. We just went through one of those at the beginning of the year, like March, April, and all of us, most of us were slow, and fire season, we're busy. Winter, especially when we have, like, pipes bursting. Those are good times for this kind of business.
Or when we get high winds and stuff, or like when somebody's tree falls in their house.
That's another example. And so, but there's so many other things too. I mean, I feel like it would be great if we were steady busy all the time, and we typically are. But once in a while, we go through these slow spurts, and we just came back out of it, so we're happy and
so then,
busy.
Is that when your husband sends you out with some matches?
Or some of the carpet cleaners would say, you want me to knock over some toilets for you or something? But there's plenty to do with mold and odors and nicotine cleaning. And
I have a good question. Do you come in and clean up after a murder?
I was just going to say that. Unfortunately, sometimes that happens. And
I didn't mean to get all excited. Sorry. I was kind of like,
anything you want to share with us?
That's a shimmer that we haven't seen before.
That's actually common.
Yeah.
People get excited about
I can hear her through.
I know, right? They're gonna throw peanuts soon.
I know.
But yeah, people approach us all the time saying there's an interest in that type of cleanup. People find it interesting, and they think once I'm done with the business I'm in now, I might come and do that type of cleaning with you. I've heard that many times.
I would not, but I was excited for a split second about the whole thing.
My
big thing would not necessarily be the sight, but if I walked in and it smelled, it's all over.
I
will throw up so easy.
Yeah. Well, we can get rid of the mattresses for you.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Oh, that's right. You guys are a tag team, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But tell you what, I can't clean those.
Let's take our last break, come back. And one of the things we like to talk about is food.
Yeah.
Oh, food is good.
So we're gonna get into food here a little bit.
Yeah. And we'll talk about your business and how to get a hold of you.
Thank you.
Eating in bed.
Wonderful.
Yep.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Jenke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM and 1468.
What's his name?
Danny.
Danny the Golden Doodle?
Is that yours?
Is yeah. that is that your baby out there?
Yeah.
Her baby is
two babies.
Her baby is yeah. Her baby is hanging out of the window of the car parked right in front of the window of the studio.
That's a gorgeous color.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful.
Oh, look at him.
Aw, Danny.
Welcome back, Shasta Live.
Thank you. Welcome.
I feel like we're having a little bit of a domesticated show this evening. We have
mattresses firm.
Yeah. Jonathan with Mattress Firm.
Yeah.
Shasta County Chamber member and Laura with Serve Pro.
Yes, Serve Pro of North Shasta. There's North two Serve Pros in Reading.
Really?
Oh, really?
Okay. Are you guys work together or competition?
Well, different owners, and we're all here to help.
Are they chamber members?
I don't know.
I think let's get them
signed up. We have to put a hit out on
them. But, but I just want to say we're all here to help.
There you go. So how can people reach you?
We can be reached at 530-222-0200. That number's been around since 1977.
Awesome.
And
you have to do servepronorth.com.
Servepronorthshasta.com.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, no. Well, if you're in need, you're there.
There you go.
Yeah, 24/7.
Mr. Jason Redding Buzz.
Yes.
You've done shout-outs at Mattress Firm.
Yeah.
Have you done one
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
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 She's helped out. Supporter.
Yeah.
Did you see that squirrel run across the road?
There was a squirrel that just ran across the road. A ground squirrel.
Really?
A squirrel. Yeah. I turned. Squirrel.
That's it. Jason's done.
I'm like, I'm sure Danny wanted
ADHD kicking in here.
Danny wanted to jump out the window and chase it.
Right. So, Jason, Reading Buzz, you have some info for us, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, are we going to still be talking about food? Or
Yeah. But first, the big news is that
we just, in the last, the last 6 weeks, we crossed over, we grew over 3,000 followers in 6 weeks.
Wow.
That's a lot for this area right here. So that's a big job.
Congratulations.
So over 66,000 followers
Okay, don't even look at me until we hit 70.
Okay. But that's a big, that's actually a big hurdle, too.
A lot of Andersons just
We're going to get there. We're going to get there.
Yeah,
I can feel it. The 70 is a good number.
Yeah, 70 is a good number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good number.
Yeah.
So any, congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
So any interesting, new, shout outs.
There's a lot of food places opening or food trucks too.
Hey, let's hear it.
Okay, so we have Hot Rod Food Truck, right? They were parked out there at Fall River the other day.
They serve tires.
Yeah, that too. Mr. Taco reopened on Lake Boulevard.
Oh,
so they're on Deschutes there, and then they reopened, right?
Okay, yeah.
And then there was like I said earlier, Dunkin' Donuts.
Really?
It's opening really soon across from Costco.
You got a lot of hits on that one.
Yeah. You're right.
Everybody's got a lot of hits.
Across from Costco. Can you like drop a pin on that? Is that like in the Lazy Boy side?
No, it's that gas station right across the street.
Oh.
In that drive-thru.
Gotcha.
Okay. So it's going
to
be a drive-thru.
It used to be a Burger King, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now it's going to be a Dunkin'.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. And then I went to Christina's, Polish authentic American cuisine.
Huh.
And it was like, wow. If you want diversified food, that's the place to go. It's in Red Bluff, but it's still right here.
That's awesome.
Right? And then there's the Faux 365 ready, and they're opening up the end of June or the first part of July. And that's it.
And I did see, because, you know, I always hear the rumors, they say forever and ever, but I did see the sign for Cane's.
Yeah, Cane's.
Yeah. I'm super
Home First was that they filed bankruptcy, so they're not going in there.
Who?
It's a home goods store.
Yeah, home goods store.
Is that what was going to be in the big portion of
it?
Yeah. Oh.
So they filed bankruptcy, so it's just Cane's and Starbucks at this moment.
Okay.
Starbucks. Mm. God, there's just one right around the corner.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be interesting.
You can have one in your at your house.
In the living room. I know. You're right.
Yeah.
Good coffee is hard to find.
Yeah.
Not ready.
Jonathan.
Yes, sir.
Some of your favorite places to go eat.
Oh, my gosh. I did just eat at Kobe's right now at the sushi bar, and nice job. So I haven't eaten there in a little bit, so I just want to give them a quick little shout out. That was very good. Great atmosphere, great people.
They make a great, what is it that you like so much that you always eat when we go out? Thai food.
Satay?
Like a pad thai.
Pad thai. They do a great beef or chicken pad thai there, too.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah.
If I'm going
Satay, that's right. Yeah,
if I'm going with Mexican food, Okay, mm-hmm. Some of the best tacos that I've had, I got to experience over by my shop.
Oh,
Dos Amigos.
Dos Amigos. Take care.
Some really good quesabirria. All the salsas are fresh. Super great experience. They added on a bigger sitting area, so not the Bay Area. So,
oh yeah,
the food is very, very similar.
Yeah,
Of course, Charlie's an awesome, awesome person.
Yep.
Him and his wife are great people. So, I gotta support that Italian for sure. So, meatballs the size of your head, right? Mm-hmm. That was their logo for
years.
It's
a rule. It's mm-hmm. a rule.
And they got that tap wall. You know, you can drink a couple beers there, and it's a great experience.
And you can go right through the little doorway and start bouncing it
the
all off.
The playroom. I haven't been in there yet. Yes, I've heard that, though. The playroom for all the kids.
You can throw up.
Right?
Yeah. Laura.
Oh,
some of your favorite places to go eat. Where do you guys like to go eat?
I have been digging the Bantam Kitchen, and if you've also ever seen their desserts, oh my goodness, they're really good. And
they make a really good shrimp, and I don't remember what it was.
I haven't tried that.
Red sauce. Oh, amazing.
Your voice has changed.
That was definitely good. The influx there was noted.
Yeah, but they have, I can't think of the one by the Sheraton. We like to go there when we have the dog. Mosaic. Yeah, yep. I like that for dog days because we can eat outside. And,
on the patio. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of nice.
It's got a great, you know what, Mosaic, I mean, they do a great job, and it is a really nice environment. It's pretty.
Yeah.
Right?
It's
gorgeous. You feel like for a split second, I mean, not that there's anything wrong because, I mean, I love why we live here, but it has enough visual to make it feel a little elevated. Like, you know,
it definitely does. Yeah. It's, you know, it's more of a, not somewhere we go often, but we love to go there.
And even though it's elevated, it still is not like you don't feel like you can't be there.
Outclassed.
Yeah. No, I mean, everybody's still coming in their flip-flops.
Yeah. But
still running.
Yeah.
But I can't wait for Mr. Taco because I live on that side of town.
Mr. Taco.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a place that just opened up right next door to Los Dos Amigos, Osaka.
Osaka.
I want to say it with a Japanese slang. Osaka. 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 I got them loud when I went in there. So,
Osaka to me, Osaka.
Did you guys enjoy the Golden
Bank? There we go.
Very much. I actually took my family back the next weekend to try the new tacos.
The completely different menu.
Completely different menu.
I know.
We went for breakfast for a tri-tip and I can't even say all the things, but he literally was handmade. It was delicious. All my children ate it. We went, we walked over after church, and it was an amazing experience to sit up there, watch the airplanes, and, you know, to be that, get that one-on-one service.
Yeah, there you go.
Amazing.
There you go, Jonathan. Yeah.
You're a good Catholic family.
Yeah.
Well, the Golden Fang, I mean, this is one of those unique.
It's so unique, and the menu is so diverse, and he did a great job on this new menu. I think he changes the menu, he said, every 4 or 5 weeks.
Yep.
More seasonal fusion, stuff like that.
We had him on the show a couple of weeks ago. He's pretty dynamic and is truly passionate. He was talking about how he really wants to now start trying to step into some elevated foods.
Okay.
Yeah, so, yeah. I mean.
I like his motto behind that.
Yeah.
Golden Fang, bang, bang.
And then, you know, he came out at the end of everything and made sure that everything was good.
Yeah.
Like if you don't like it, you don't have to pay. It was amazing service. And
that's why I got charged double.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
I usually just tell him, I didn't like it. Can I try it again?
Right. And he brought actually the leftovers. He is a zero-waste company.
Yeah.
So whatever is left over from your meal, he's going to wrap up for you nice and take it home. So
I try to remember to get there by the end of the day.
Right.
So I can just clear out the kitchen.
Zero waste. Yeah.
Okay. Before we end, so tell people again how they can reach you, Jonathan.
So we have two locations in Reading, one on Bocelli in the Costco Shopping Center, right next to the Baskin-Robbins and the haircutting Jersey Mike's.
And there's a Baskin-Robbins over there now, too?
It's going in here. Should be
goodness gracious. Now. That place, how many more things can they fit in there?
I don't know, but if you're hungry, you definitely want to stop there. So there's options now, it looks like. That's what that's what they're going for.
Yeah.
Or we do have a slightly larger location at the location that I run on Churn Creek in Dana. Again, the old
OG.
The OG.
Yeah.
OG now.
So, yeah. So now I got to go through Dunkin' Donuts and grab a donut and then swing by and stick it in my ice cream cup.
They're not open yet, but they're going to be open.
Right. And go next door and take a nap.
Take a nap.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Sugar coma.
I ate the whole thing.
No sleeping on the job, right, with your salespeople?
Well, product testing is important.
So in your line of business, is there a centralized website for you as a corporate, and then they shuffle it down to you locally?
Absolutely. Everything is designed to help the guest. You know, we're here to meet you guys wherever you're at. If you're shopping online at 2 in the morning, mattressfirm.com, put your zip code in there, help us out.
Yeah.
Reach out to an online platform. There's somebody there via text message, email, phone call, 24/7. We're in operations between 10 and 8 every day of the week except for Sunday. We go home at 6, 10 to 6. But it's, feel free to swing by, have the conversations. If we could do everything over the phone, over online, but again, feeling is believing. So being able to lay on something.
One last question for me: do you guys do financing?
Great question.
If you can't afford it, I'll gladly pay you a hamburger today for a mattress today.
Right. So we actually, and I'm sure I'll be corrected maybe, but we have the industry's best interest-free financing.
Mm-hmm.
And we have financing for everybody. So 0% from 6 months all the way to 6 years.
Ooh.
Okay. On approved credit, and then we have another one that's a little easier to get approved for. That's going to do 6 months or 12 months,
mm-hmm.
okay? And then we have no money down options that don't touch your credit at all. So no credit needed options.
So that's actually a good question. So for ServPro, when you guys come in, does insurance always cover it?
Not lately.
What a good question, though. I mean, put her on the hot seat here.
Insurance, what's that? I thought they all left the state.
And you got about a minute and a half.
Okay, well, things are changing, so we're here to do these free inspections, and that way people can have an understanding of the water damage, whatever's going on, before they call their insurance. Because if you call it in, it may not be covered, and that's a red flag. You're putting yourself at risk, because even if you filed a claim and they didn't cover it, that still counts against you, possibly, most likely. So it's just better to have someone have us come out and
I love how they hold a tragedy against you for the reason that you have insurance.
It's tough.
Like, you're bad. You had an incident. Okay.
Yeah. In some of your hardest times, right?
Yeah.
You don't call the insurance company because things are good.
Yeah.
Usually.
Yeah.
So what is the best way, again, for them to get a hold of you?
Number 530-222-0200 and servpronorthshasta.com.
Okay. All right. And where are you located?
Just moved to 4451 Caterpillar.
Oh, so you're out in the industrial park?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we just moved there.
That's good. So somebody can drive up there if they want to, yes? There's going to be a front desk or an office or something that they can...
Yeah, we have a lovely front desk.
How many people work?
I believe we're at about 17.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people. Mm-hmm.
Full-time, you know.
Yeah.
You guys get over there and visit the ice cream, 31 degrees,
32.
Not as 32, often 32. As I should.
32.
I'm telling you what, that place is so good. One.
Six below, whatever it is.
Yeah. It's really, that's dangerous.
Mr. Pickles.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. And you need a picture.
Coming in. Yeah. And thanks for joining us, Shasta County Chamber.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, and you know how to get a hold of us if you have things that you want to share as far as, you know, if you're looking for helping or need help in guiding, you know, things for your business or to reach out to other members to see if you can get support in some way or if you have ideas. We love ideas.
It really has been a real gift to work with you guys for sure.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good night.
Night night.
Good night, guys.
Night.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.